Another mausoleum, obvious. And whose mausoleum is it?
Jerome and Increase Case.
That's what I was looking for. What does the I stand for?
Increase.
Okay. J.I. Case. Now, his family is buried in here. There's approximately 15 in here. There's also a man that's buried in here that was a Case. And I had the privilege of meeting him before he passed away. His name was Roy Case. Roy was the first white man in the state of Wisconsin to shoot a deer with a bow and arrow during an archery season. He was a very avid archer and a hunter. So, and I had the privilege to meet him. So, who knows about J.I.C.? Who was that? Okay, it's not a who. It actually, I think, would be, and if there's a teacher out there, they could correct me, a what? South side of town was where the Case family had their operations. There's a street over there, said J-A-Y-E-Y-E-S-E-E. J-I-C. It was a horse. It was a trotter. And to this day, some of his records have not been broken. A trotter was a horse that had pulled a buggy and they kind of had a race, and the horse had to be perfect in form. J.I.C. was perfect in form. So good that Currier and Ives did a lithograph about it, a plate of the horse. However, the horse got old and they had to put the horse down and they buried the horse and the kind of went on. Want to take a guess as to where the horse was buried?
Not here.
Not here, yeah.
In the trash.
No, I wish he was. Walmart's parking lot.
What?
Right. Every time you go in there and you go straight into the Walmart parking lot, that was a farm at one time. And when they were building the Walmart, I got a call from an older gentleman that said they're building the Walmart out there, and that's where J.I.C. is. And I said, I don't know what, you know, a Case is here, Barry. The horse is out there. So I talked to some construction people and a local historian, and they went out there. And this guy said, dig there. And sure enough, they could dug up the bones of J.I.C. So he's not in the parking lot. He's in a Rubbermaid tub at a local historian's house. Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah. All right. Now, J.I. Case, he was a stickler. I mean, his tractors had to be perfect. So one time, there was a farmer in Minnesota, couldn't get his tractor started. So J.I. Case personally went out there and said, I'll fix it for you. So he went out there and tinkered around with it for a day, and got so angry he got 5 gallons of gas, poured it over the tractor, lit the tractor on fire, and the next day the man had a new tractor. That's how important
it
was to J.I. Case. Okay? All right.
Is it J.I. Case a horse?
Grandpa?
I don't...
And I've seen the top before.